Welcome to Our Christmas Story, starring Joe Fabian as himself, Shadow Stevens as Joe Fabian's old nemesis, and Burns, the ghost of Christmas past, Neil Hebert, the ghost of Christmas present, Ed Schwartfeger, the ghost of Christmas future, Bogey the Black Janitor, as Joe Fabian's sidekick, and Bogey's illegitimate child, Joe Rodriguez, as the neck. Also making appearances in this Christmas story are Jeff Casey, Chris Magno, Kevin Zerinsky, Lee Rago, and Joe Murray. Let's begin this tale of excitement and wonder. Once upon a time, in a classroom not so far away, lived a strange, strange man. He was Joe Fabian. Joe was strange to everybody he talked to.
Bah humbug! Again, bah humbug!
Our tale takes us to one dark, gloomy Christmas Eve. Joe was leaving school when he ran into Bogey.
Hey, blood.
Who is calling me?
It's me, Bogey, the Black Negro Janitor.
Yes?
Can I have Christmas off, Joe Fabes?
Of course you cannot, because, as you know, I am secretly Santa Claus, and if I must work, you must work.
Yeah, that's fresh.
But secretly, Bogey was not happy with Joe's decision.
Hey, man, I don't believe that guy, Joe Fabes. Man, I wish someone would teach him a lesson about what Christmas is all about. Hey, Louise, pass me that bone.
But what Bogey didn't know, the ghosts of Christmas were coming to get him. You see, Joe's problem was he was too damn weird.
Pandora is a friend of mine, and she has a box. Let's open it. Come on, Fabian, let's do it.
As the day grew older, Joe ran into his first victim, Al McLaughlin.
Hey, Al, get over here. Why is everyone afraid of me? Am I weird?
But yes, Joe was very weird. As the day grew old and school was over, Joe went home to his humble home to sit in front of his humble fireplace with his humble family.
Frisky, where the hell is my dinner? David, where the hell have you been for the past year and a half? Bernice, where's Bernice?
But Bernice had gone shopping, and soon to follow were David and Frisky.
Oh, hum. No one is home. I think I will lay down here on the couch and take a nap.
But Joe did not find comfort on the couch downstairs. He decided to go up to his bedroom.
Who the hell is that? Bernice? Bernice? Bernice?
Joe continued walking up. And the footsteps continued.
Who is that following me? Please, identify yourself!
It's me, you stupid fool! Shadow Stevens from Dial-A-Date!
Oh, not that. Are you going to try to set me up with Aaron Cetera again?
No, nothing to do with dates this time. You've been a bad boy, Joe.
What, me?
I am here to straighten you out.
Get out!
Eat me, Joe. I'm here for good until you change.
Get out! If you don't get out right now, Mr. Stevens, I will get Bernice's bondage whip.
I'll leave, but tonight, you will be visited by three spirits. They will be the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, Joe. And the first one will be arriving shortly.
So Shadow Stevens left, and Joe was left home alone by himself. Stay tuned for part number two of Joe Fabian's Christmas Story. Welcome back to Rock 2000's Joe Fabian's Christmas Story. Part number two. We last left Joe in his room, where he was sound asleep, awaiting his fates.
Quadratic formula, remember? John Hirsch make his prize.
Thank you. What's that? Who's there?
Joe, wake up. It's me, Greg Boaz, the ghost of Christmas past.
Hey, what happened to Ann Burns?
She got sick. I had to tie her up. Sorry. I'll be taking you back into the past, Joe. Do you know, I have three nipples, you know. One of them is, I won't get into that. Anyway, Joe, grab hold of my clarinet, Joe, as I whisk you around. We're going back 2 years, Joe, to the Senior Awards Assembly. Do you remember that, Joe?
Greg, we are in the auditorium. Greg, there I am up on stage.
Yes,
how can
Joe.
I be two places at once?
Joe, we're in the past, you fool. Listen to yourself. Listen to how weird you sounded. Listen to everybody laughing at you.
Jeff Chow, Timothy Rogers, Louis Hebert, would you please join me up on stage? Thank you. Lou is cool under pressure. I did the Fernells to match the decor, and I thank him. Let's all give him a hand.
Joe, look at everyone laughing at you.
They're laughing at Lou. Silly Lou, that isn't really the color of the decor. He did not match it. They did not understand my joke.
No, you stupid moron. They're laughing at you. You're too damn weird, Joe. Yep. Take hold of my big clarinet once again, Joe.
Okay.
We're flying over Kreskell, as you know, but we're really flying back in time. Josie and the Pussycats. Come on, Joe. Sing a verse.
I don't know the words.
No, sure.
I'm not a weirdo.
All right.
Like yourself.
Joe, we're landing again. In case you haven't noticed, it's Lou Hebert's garage, and that's Lou working on his red Mustang.
Wait.
Take note of the Fernell above it, and look,
just fell. What happened to him?
He is dead, Joe, but look above the rafters. There's you. You dropped the Fernell onto his car.
Oh, no.
I am very ashamed of you. You should spend more time thinking about people's feelings than your stupid derivatives and your dumb dog, Frisky.
He is not dumb, he is just deaf. Not deaf and dumb.
Very good, Joe. I must leave you now.
Yeah! You're weird.
Thank you, so are you. That's the whole point, you moron.
Where am I? Oh, I am back in the comforts of my own home. Way to go, Fabian.
Yes, Joe was back in his own bed, and he had been visited by the first ghost.
Oh, there's a stain here.
But Joe did not realize that it really happened. He thought it must have been a dream.
I had another wet dream. Damn it, Fabian, way to go. You messed your sheets again.
And thus he was waiting for another ghost. We'll be back with part 3 of Joe Fabian's Christmas story. Welcome back to part 3 of Joe Fabian's Christmas story. Part 3 takes us to Deacon Place, where a young boy is walking happily down the street when all of a sudden, out of the blue, a red Mustang shows up.
Ow! Oh no! Oh no! Stranger than paradise! I'm so glad you're back. Ah! You ran me over! Ah!
Joe awoke to the sound of screeching tires.
What is that? Oh my! Oh my! Lou Hebert, who once painted the Fernells to match the decor, who I killed, appears to be outside my door in his red Mustang, with a Murray on his tire. Oh no, now Lou is flying up to my window.
Hey Joe, give me a light. I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Get out!
No, not until you give me a light. Okay Joe, take hold of my Pick-A-Flick membership card.
Where are we going?
We're going to the house of Bogey.
Not Bogey, the black Negro janitor.
Yes, with the keys. Joe. Here you see Bogey and Joe Rodriguez.
His son?
Yes, his illegitimate son.
They look so happy and content smoking that joint.
Yes, Joe, you drove them to it.
I've never sweated a joint in my life.
I don't believe that for a minute. Look at Frisky and you. Joe, listen to what they're saying.
Okay.
Hey, Nooney, you want to go watch the Mets tomorrow?
Nah, Dad, I hate the Mets. Why don't you shut up?
Well, what about the Yankees?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Zach, I'm sorry. Joe Fabes didn't give me the day off tomorrow.
Damn him.
I am not well liked by little Nooney. Will he ever grow a neck?
No, you didn't give him the day off. Joe, we must return. I need a light.
Where am I? Once again, I am in the comforts of my home.
And once again, Joe believed it was all a dream.
Ha!
And once again, it's time to return to the Rock 2000 Christmas Show. The Rock 2000 Joe Fabian Christmas Story will continue in a little while. Stick around. And welcome to the finale, the grand finale, of Joe Fabian's Christmas Story.
It'd be wise to listen.
Joe was left in his room after being visited by Greg Boaz and Lou Hebert. The third and final ghost was just about to arrive when the clock struck midnight.
Who is that? Wait, it is an airplane, and it says Ed Schwartzberger on it. Someone is parachuting from it with a saw and a sander.
Yes, Joe, it's me, Ed Schwartzberger.
Leave.
No, Joe. You think you're so superior to me. I'll have you know I own the world.
Where are we going?
Grab hold of my table saw.
I've got it.
I am taking you into the future.
Okay.
You will notice we have not gone anywhere.
Wait, it is me.
Yes, Joe.
And I am watering my lawn with some kind of fluid, it appears.
Joe, what are you doing?
Bernice?
Oh, no, don't light that match. That's gasoline, not water.
Yes, you watered your lawn with gasoline, and now you hold the deadly match.
This match?
No!
Ow.
Ah!
Ow. Ow.
Yes, Joe, you.
Ow.
You died. You killed yourself.
I am too weird. I must change. I must change. I look like Kojak. I must change. I must change. I like this song. I could learn to like this. Maybe one of the ghosts can take me back to the 70s. I like this.
Joe, wake up, Joe.
Bernice, you are hot. Do me.
Oh, Joe.
I have changed.
Yes, he had changed. Joe was a different man now. Yes, he certainly had changed. He and Bernice had changed for the better.
Come on, guys, let's sing along.
Joe was normal.
Love.
Exciting and new.
Come aboard.
We're expecting you. Come run me over.
The sweetest reward!
Let it flow.
Hey, it flows back to you, man! Yeah!
Like a bomb.
Everybody, the love boat!
Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat!
Pandora's box in it.
Well, some things never change.
Go Fabian.
That's right. Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year, from Rock 2000. Thank you. Good night.
There it is. Was that a masterpiece or what? A big round of applause.